Okie dokie.
Did it work?
Yeah, it's working just fine.
Okay, be little, careful.
A little rumble of the tub. You can hear just the
hum.
The hum of the hot tub.
The hum of the
hot tub. If that's what the sound really is.
It is.
Man, it's hot.
So nice.
Oh, well, good evening, everyone.
I'm already so relaxed.
Good morning. You're going to be listening to this in the morning. But right now, it is Monday evening, and we are recording a nice little session from the hot tub.
Oh, so great.
It's pretty nice.
It's pretty amazing.
Yeah, it's really, it's amazing what 104 degree water just feels like. Just
on your body? Yeah, absolutely.
Don't think about it.
On my poor little knees.
Oh, your little lady knees.
Mm-hmm, I've done so many stairs.
You think your thighs are going to have a hard, deep burn?
A deep burn in my thigh.
Thighs, yeah.
A burning deep in my thigh.
Deep burn in your thigh. You need to rub some sweet cream on it.
Sweet cream cures the burn. You're fun.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, this is nice.
You're getting close to being done.
I know.
We're going to ramp it up for Christmas.
Yeah.
And then we're going to take it easy in New Year's.
Yeah. Absolutely.
And then after the new year starts, it'll be fun.
It'll be something.
It'll be different again. Again, yeah. Always changing.
Always changing. That's good. That's mm-hmm. good. That's real, real good. I'm real relaxed.
Yeah.
So how was your day?
My day was fine. I'm going to just do some shout-outs. We want to shout out Amanda for the wreath.
Oh, yeah, the candy wreath.
Yeah, we do that? We already did that. That's right, we did that yesterday. And I put the videos up today.
Yeah.
And I've been nibbling on the wreath all day a little bit.
Yep.
I can't help myself. It's those peppermint patties.
I know.
Peppermint patties and bit of honeys.
Oh, bit of honeys.
That's what I should have told her. I didn't know.
I didn't either. I was not thinking
clearly. Thinking anything. You know, when someone asks you that, you're like, M&M's.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. I know. At least I gave her a few.
Yeah, I'm impressed.
Yeah.
You got, like, Twix in there?
I don't know.
Did you tell her that? There's Twix in there?
No, but that's just what a good candy giver does.
Ah, they just cover the bases.
Yeah.
We've compiled the Christmas card list.
Again.
It's smaller.
But it's, like, 30 more.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, it's, like, 30 more cards.
Gotta buy another roll of stamps.
Yeah, I just got another address today.
Okay. All right, well, but it does need to be out by Wednesday?
Yeah, I'll probably put them out Wednesday because I'm off.
Okay.
So I'll do it on Wednesday.
Want a Christmas card, everythingswallowpodcast@gmail.com.
Yeah.
And then you too can have a Christmas card from us.
Christmas card! And
apparently they're just the envy of all the city.
They're the rage.
They're
the hottest thing around.
Yeah, people are just raving.
Super, super.
It's way cooler than a Christmas letter.
Yeah.
It is.
Right?
Yeah.
Leaves you wondering.
We just came from Gunther Tootie's.
Oh, yeah. Your mom took us out to dinner.
I shouldn't have jumped right in this tub after some of those gorilla fries and that hamburger Elvis style.
I didn't have any of that.
Ooh. No.
I had a chef salad.
Had me that $5 shake.
Ah.
I don't have shakes.
Nope. You're lactose intolerant. Shakes give you the shakes.
Yeah, the shakes. Uh-huh. That's what we'll call them, is the shakes.
The shakes.
Christmas is right around the corner. What do you want for Christmas?
Nothing.
Well, what if you did? Let's say if I was going to buy you something, what would you want?
Fancy.
Not jewelry.
Nothing. I want for nothing.
I know you want for nothing.
I have everything I need.
I'm just curious. I'm not buying it. I just was wondering, maybe I'd draw you a picture.
I would take a sewing machine.
Yeah, but that's multi-hundreds.
That's realistic.
Well, yeah, but that's what you need, is a sewing machine.
I need a new sewing machine.
But
I need an industrial sewing machine.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I don't know. I'm not a really... like, have to have presents kind of person.
What if we bought stuff for the camper? Like a truck.
Okay. Yeah, that's multi-hundreds of dollars.
Well, we each got $100. So for $200, let's get us a truck.
Mm.
I'll start working on it. I'll get it going by spring. It'll be a regular Hallmark story. Or Disney. It could be Disney. Disney people work on drugs.
I prefer Hallmark.
Why? The Hallmark Channel?
Mm-hmm.
Is it because of the lesbians?
No. What about the lesbians? What are you talking about?
You're cute. You don't know at all? Are you serious?
What are you talking about?
The Hallmark Channel, it ran some commercials with the same-sex marriage where these two ladies were getting married, lesbians were getting married.
Okay.
And they kissed each other.
Okay.
And then some conservative group, you know, Moms Against Free Love or something, the MILFs.
The MILFs. The MILFs. No, I did not hear it.
They complained. But then the LGBT community got involved, and then Ellen DeGeneres and people were like boycott Hallmark and stuff.
Oh.
And then Hallmark was like, wait a minute, we've always been a network of inclusion. Why did we stop playing those ads? That's why we made them.
Yeah.
And so they put them back on the air.
Yeah.
So they banned their own ban. Huh. They banned their boycott.
No, they fired the one guy
who got scared
and took them down.
Who got one complaint from some mouse group, Moms Against Love, for fun, and he is now unemployed. I bet you're right.
Yeah.
I bet you that's exactly
right.
Yeah,
he got scared.
And the CEO was like, what in the hell?
Or he was a phobe.
Oh, a phobe.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then he pulled him down.
Out.
And they were like, hey, listen, we don't have phobes working here.
Could have been all right.
Get out of here. Get your right wiener out of here.
Yeah, you're a bigot.
Whatever. No, I did not know that. I just like the Hallmark Channel because they have 152,000 Christmas movies.
I thought you were up on the news.
No. Listen, I've had my face in nothing but ribbons and bows.
It's been Christmas.
Yeah.
For weeks.
For months.
Not months.
I've been there since
the
October.
The middle. What?
I went there the day after the Christmas party.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, the Halloween party.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you've definitely been there a month.
Yeah, and a half. Two
That's
months.
That's why it feels so long.
You put this half
so
a month with that
long.
Half a month. It's been 2 months. I know.
You went back to work there the 20th.
Yep.
And today's the 15th.
Mm-hmm.
The 16th.
Yeah.
So that would be 36.
Yeah.
What?
I gotta pay my bill.
Yeah, you do pay your bill. Were you thinking about getting me like a Bowie knife or something, like Rambo stuff for the camper? What if we got camper stuff, like a solar panel?
No. I don't care. Get whatever you want.
Well, that takes the fun out of it. Then I'm buying you underwear.
Oh, I don't wear underwear.
Well, I'm going to go try some on. And the ones that I like, I'm buying them for you.
You try on the underwear. I love it. I want
pictures. It's impossible to buy us. I buy you all the jewelry.
Yeah, I know.
I buy you everything.
You buy me everything, so I don't need anything. And when I need something, I say, hey, I want this, and then I get it.
What about a heated blanket?
I think that Christmas, to me, is a lot more than just gifts.
I know, that's what makes it difficult about buying you gifts.
Yeah, because that's why I always made the children do Sunday morning the way that we did. Where it was never about the pile of presents under the tree.
Right.
It was about taking the time and enjoying our morning.
Right. And we ate birthday cake.
Mm-hmm.
And we sang happy birthday to Jesus.
Yep. And we had hot cocoa.
We had hot cocoa.
We opened our stockings first.
And then we would
eat breakfast.
When they got older, we'd have like breakfast joints.
Yeah. And drinks.
Remember, you would make those things in the crock pot with the eggs and the sausage and stuff?
Yeah, the crock pot breakfasts.
And I don't know, this year I thought it was just going to be you and me. But it'll just be you and me and my mom.
Yep. And Patrick, if he comes down from the mountains.
Yeah.
Which he might not, because he loves it up there.
Who knows what he's up to. And Ariel, she's in the California.
She's
going to have a... Mele kele kelaka.
No, that's Hawaii.
California's is close enough. Hawaii.
Is it? Is it though?
It's that direction.
Nah, that's going to be something like...
You gotta,
freaking hippy dippy something.
Got to drive through California to get to Hawaii.
Yeah.
So California's Christmas song is
it's like "What's Up, Bro?" Where they do it's Valley a jam Girls band. That just make no sense at all, and they're like, "Oh my god!"
Like for sure, Christmas is here.
What day? You should give me presents every day.
Like for sure, Santa is like for coming. It's like for sure.
Right.
Oh my god, gonna give me a gift.
It's gotta be super superficial.
No, don't say that about all of California. That's just, I think, one part.
I feel that way about the state.
Well, you can't. We know a lot of nice people there.
In California?
Yeah.
I guess we do.
Yeah, we do. A lot of nice people that listen and support this
podcast.
I'm not
saying that it's a bad thing. I'm just saying when I think California, yeah. I think super superficial.
What do you think of Colorado?
We're running a close second.
We're just high.
They're high.
Whoa. Well, we took it to 10.
California.
We took it to 11. 11. Yeah.
California's high.
They are high. But we're higher because we're a mile high. Yeah.
That makes us better all the way around.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're not the highest, though. I think there's other cities that are higher than Denver.
Like in altitude-wise?
Yeah. I think so. I think we just happen to be a mile.
I've never looked it up.
Well, I'm not much on geography.
I mean, when you say you're a mile high, it's like...
Yeah.
What's top that,
top
bitch.
That, bitch. Oh,
right?
Right?
I mean,
you're
like,
2 miles?
On.
That's
yeah,
stupid.
That's dumb.
Right? You want to be that high.
Right.
I get that.
No wonder your chest cavity's so big. You need bigger lungs.
It's so hot.
Are you roasting?
I'm hot. I'm boiling. I'm poaching.
Oh.
I'm going to just stand here.
Oh, yeah. Stand there. Too bad it's not a television.
Video,
like
yeah.
Smell-o-vision.
It's good that it's not a video because you'd smell chlorine.
Yeah. It's good.
Okay, well, there's just a little hint of chlorine because we're using a new concoction of chemicals.
I like it.
That we got from the Dollar Tree.
No, the spa store.
Spa store. This I don't know
fun.
What the name of it is.
Yeah.
Yes, it's very warm. All everything is very relaxed. From being in this hot tub.
Yeah, I like
more
it.
Than I am comfortable with. Stop touching it.
Hi.
It's a turkey.
That's my phone.
Loose. That's up to 105 now.
Yeah, you must have turned it up.
What do you want at?
I put it on it last night.
What was it?
102.
Okay. Well, that's what it's on. I think I said it now. Whew. Because I am.
Warm?
A poaching chicken. I'm having soft-boiled eggs and right now for breakfast.
Well, what do we have new coming up? We need to get some people on the
podcast.
We're going to
get through the holidays, and then we're going to start ramping up the guests.
Right.
So if you want to come be on the podcast, whatever. If you're polyamorous swinger that's in a monogamous
hey, you know what I thought we should talk about? We don't need just that. We're not just
if
that.
You're, no, I'm, so I was starting to list off some more things.
I feel like
go.
That was a lot.
If you're a retired firefighter, what?
Yeah, if you're anybody, how about...
Anyone.
I'll tell you something that has been on my mind lately. People with autistic children.
Oh, yeah. What's the day in the life for them?
Right.
Tough.
Because I've seen a lot of kids come through the store.
Oh, yeah.
And it is like, wow.
Yeah.
And now, they're all autistic.
Even the parents?
No, but all the children that are like a handful are really wild. They're just all autistic.
Oh.
Like, that's it, you know? And so
there's
I
so many degrees.
Know,
yeah.
It'd be interesting to talk to people who have
that experience.
The walk. Yeah.
Yeah. Because maybe it would give us all some sensitivity and a little bit of insight.
Uh-huh.
I'm guilty of getting frustrated with children.
Yeah. And some people I talk to said that that's how they used to be until they got their little autistic one, and then they
understand.
They felt more compassion.
I want to understand
towards the other ones.
Okay, I like
right?
it.
So I would like to have people on who have experience in that.
Yeah.
I need a noodle, a floaty noodle.
Yeah, we do need some sort of flotation devices.
Yeah.
That would keep me on the top surface of the water. Like if I could get maybe a donut.
Turn the bubbles on.
A Homer Simpson donut.
Yeah.
You ready?
Turn them on for a minute.
All right, the bubbles are on.
Oh, that's nice.
kind of cool it down.
Yeah.
Yeah, that cools it off a little bit.
A little
no,
bit.
Not a lot.
Nah.
Feels nice.
Maybe a little bit.
I'm so impressed with this little hot tub.
Me too. It's absolutely
I can sit right on the side.
Yep.
I don't care that it's inflated.
Uh-uh.
It's a lot of bubbles.
It's a lot of bubbles. It's a lot. It's like a wash machine.
Yeah. It's really good. And the sperm.
Yeah. I just didn't want the bubbles to get it.
Waterproof.
Yeah.
Ow. Ooh, boy. Get down there.
They were hanging low.
Yeah. Got me. I'm just impressed with the whole thing. We should hot tub podcast probably more.
Absolutely. I spent a half an hour in here this morning.
Did you?
Yeah, man. It was great. Made my shoulder feel better.
I spent about 10 minutes in here.
I was up since 2:30. I couldn't go back to sleep. You can shut him up.
Okay.
It's just too loud with them on.
Yeah, but I did bring it down a temperature or two.
Yeah.
Nope, it made it hotter.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I'm getting me a Homer Simpson donut.
To float on?
Yep.
All right, I backfloated in here this morning.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, well, went out to dinner with Mom.
Yeah.
Got all up to date on the impeachment.
Yeah, she really follows that impeachment.
Man, she is like, she should be a correspondent.
Yeah, she's...
CNN.
She's fighting with people on Facebook.
Did you see the Facebook rant?
No. I try not to look at anything political.
It's so
political.
Long. It was such a long post that it was as long as my phone, and I had to scroll a little more to get past it.
Oh, wow.
It was so long.
That's too much politics.
I'm sure a lot of us have a parent that's freaking doing the politics rant right now, but...
Why?
I don't know.
That's all they got.
I guess so. Putting a lot of energy into it. I'm trying to put my energy into somewhere else.
Yeah, me too.
Other places.
Me too.
And that's going okay.
Is it?
I think so.
Good.
We decided we're going to keep my mom's dog today.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. The old lady.
So she's going to move out, but she can't take both dogs. And so we've come to the agreement. The best thing is for us to take the old dog. That's all right. It's the right thing to do.
She's a good dog. She's a good dog.
Yeah, she is. So, we just want everyone to know that we're here and we're alive. And we're just working a lot, just like you are.
Working through the season.
And but don't want you to think that we've forgotten about you.
No way.
We're just burning in at both ends like everyone else this year, right? Got to make that fast cash by the end of the year.
Yep.
Pay off the bills. Whoa, that's spooky.
Bubble
trouble. I'm in a bubble bath. It's so freaking hot, I feel like a poached egg. My eggs are low. Sprinkle some paprika on me. I'm ready. We'd love for you guys to email us and let us know what you're doing for Christmas, or...
Well, what are you eating?
Do you have any traditions that you'd like to tell us about? We'll cover all of this next week, the actual week of Christmas. But I'm sure a lot of people are going to have vacation, so...
It's Tuesday.
Yeah.
Wednesday, we'll have a normal podcast time.
Yes, because you don't work.
Right.
So we'll podcast when I get home.
Yeah,
from
10. 10 in the morning, like normal.
So that'll be a midday.
Well, Paula's going to come on and talk about dogs.
But about them.
I don't know.
How they
That's
go, what they bark and how they dig.
I don't know. Maybe.
Is she
like
a trainer?
Health, good pet health.
Dog health, CBD stuff, maybe.
Oh, maybe.
She seems like a CBD dog lady.
Right.
Yeah, sweet.
She could be.
Yeah.
Oh, my hips are tight. I'm stretching.
Is this working?
My hips, yeah.
This nice hot tub.
Yeah, it's real nice.
Thank you, Shannon.
Thank you, Shannon. I'm so relaxed.
Yeah. It is.
She still needs to come over in hot tub.
It's not even 8 yet.
Yeah. She keeps trying to invite all kinds of crazy
people. Yeah, you
people.
Can't. If you get invited to come to the hot tub, you don't invite other people.
Or try to do a hot tub crash.
Yeah, you can't.
That's not cool.
It's not how it works.
No. And it can only really hold
4.
Yeah.
5, maybe.
4. 4 would push it way to the max level.
We've only had 3 in here.
Yeah. At one time.
Yeah. At one time?
Yeah.
Yeah. Ever. At the most.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Only 3.
4 would be right over the max line.
What?
6 and it'd be overflowing.
Yeah.
Maybe.
2 is over the max line.
Yeah. That's what I said.
And so 4... would be way over the max line.
That is also what I said.
Well.
6. Only overflowing.
If there's 2 small children.
No children.
And then you have to set it at the minimal level.
No children.
No allowed. Children allowed.
They don't want to be down here. There's Playboy centerfolds hanging on the wall in here.
You know, yeah. No
this
children.
This isn't a children's safe zone.
No children allowed. Listen, no. We just barely took a dog back.
It's not even
a dog safe zone.
We have a dog now.
Mm-hmm.
That's okay.
She's a good girl.
She's one of those dogs that were given the special genes, and she'll live to be 27.
Yeah. Well, especially because now she'll be happy.
Yeah.
There will be no children around.
No one to bother.
Just a little Jack next door that tries to come over.
And she likes him.
Yeah.
Maybe Buster every once in a while.
Oh,
swing
yeah,
by.
She likes Buster.
She didn't hate Buster as much as she disliked Jack.
Well, Jack is a puppy, and he tries to jump all over her.
Riff, 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 like me and you.
Yeah.
I'm a puppy.
You are a puppy that jumps all over me.
Yeah. And I'm the old dog.
Oh.
I'm both at the same time.
You're an old puppy.
I'm an old puppy that comes up with bursts of energy, and then I go right to sleep.
This is a very relaxed podcast.
Oh, it feels relaxed.
Yeah.
I hope that listening to this, you get the sense of relaxation.
Yeah, because we're relaxed. Oh, we should have been playing our Indian pan flute.
Yeah,
music.
We should have been playing the music. I'm sorry. I can add that in
when
post,
you
maybe.
Come to the hot tub, the music
no.
will be playing.
No, I can't. I'm not doing anything. I'm posting it right from the hot
hey,
tub.
Hey, what did you do with my towel?
It's right there, the orange towels.
No, on the floor.
Oh, I washed them all.
Oh.
And it's over here now.
Wow.
Wow.
You have bad
Smear.
Mat placement.
Smear. Are you getting out?
Yeah.
Oh, we're done.
I'm
all right.
Done.
Goodbye.
It's been warm.
I have been hot twice, I've out.
What?
I have had to get out twice because of its hotness.
Yeah, this is no good over there, man.
It come does on. If you get out of the hot tub
let's
over
have hot
there.
Etiquette.
Well, maybe
yeah,
you should write some
towel
rules.
Is over
if
here.
You put a diagram as to you're here in the hot tub, place towels here, here,
oh, okay.
and here.
You better
you would draw
tomorrow.
That map.
There's going to be maps all
yeah.
over.
And then maybe an exit in case of an emergency,
maps.
A fire escape map.
Fend for yourself.
Run, run, run.
Fend for yourself.
So, okay. So you're going to give me a towel?
Oh, no. You got to figure it out yourself.
Oh, I had it figured out. You moved my towel, man. Man.
Here you go, nerd.
Thank you, nerdette.
You're welcome.
I really enjoyed this.
Me too.
I mean, I know it's not our hard-hitting podcast like we normally do, but...
Well, you can't be hard on all the time.
No, you got to be relaxed.
Sometimes you got to be soft on.
Sometimes... You gotta be soft on. And I felt like that this evening required a nice, relaxing hot tub cast.
Yeah, because I'm tired.
Yeah, I feel good about it.
Tomorrow, we'll
yep.
resume. It's my Friday, but not yours, so you can't have as much fun as me.
It's my regularly programmed tomorrow.
Right.
Okay.
All right, get out.
Say goodbye.
I will.
All right, I'm getting out.
Get out.
Oh, yeah.
There you go.
Ooh.
That's real nice.
Loosen my hips up.
Put your house robe on.
I need to sit down.
And your fluffy shoes.
I'm hot.
You are hot.
Put on your house robe.
Yeah, are you going to get the top?
I got it.
Oh. Don't drop it. Oh. You dropped it.
I got it.
All right. Buckle it down, baby. All it's really nice. It comes with this nice cover. Keeps it nice and clean and keeps the heat in. I would recommend a soft tub to any of you listeners out there. Especially if you have any aches or pains.
Oh, it's so
worth it. Man, it sure helps your body. I have aches and pains.
Click, click.
And it makes me feel better.
It's all locked down.
All right.
All right, let me get my house coat.
Get your house coat on.
Fluffy shoes.
Fluffy shoes.
Bloody-lotty. All right.
All right, people.
Loving it.
We love you.
Love all of this.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. 9 days. 8 days.
Tell people Merry Christmas.
Smile.
Yeah.
And let people over in traffic.
Yeah. And use your blinker.
Use your damn blinker. Goodbye.
Goodbye.